Good news in the geopolitical category. We saw Judge Catherine Forrest make permanent her initial injunction blocking unconstitutional provisions in the National Defense Authorization Act, turning back the Obama administration's suggestion that the court step aside. This is an extraordinarily courageous action on the part of a federal judge and is very, very good news for all of us. A story that I put up on the blog on mining interests in Afghanistan, if you'd heard my presentations over the last several weeks on the U.S. budget, I keep talking about how the problem with the U.S. budget is that we have selective things off budget and selective things on budget, and what's on and off is extremely imbalanced. And one of the things that is very much as a financial matter imbalanced is that the expenses of foreign wars are on budget, but the assets acquired in those foreign wars are off budget. And an interesting article about the extraordinary nature of the mining and other resource, natural resources, sort of purloined in Afghanistan, and it's a underscore of the of this discrepancy. Lots of emails flying around the internet about the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which is currently being negotiated in Virginia. There's a lot to worry about here and be concerned. This could, in fact, add it to what has already happened with GATT and NAFTA, could be very bad news for people everywhere. And I would we'll keep an eye on it and hopefully post more. But I would encourage you to take a look at, for example, the Wikipedia entry on Trans-Pacific Partnership, or do a search on our blog and you can find things. But we could look at really unprecedented overrides of local laws by corporations. And in that vein, there's another thing on the blog I'd really like to point out to you. There was an article at Cryptogon about Honduras authorizing three privately run cities. That came out late last week. I put it up on the blog, and then one of our team called me, was out for breakfast in the Memphis area. He called me and he said, "Oh my word, you have to see this Fox News video. I was at a diner and watched it. It's pretty scary." And in fact, it is very scary. It's in the Honduras blog post, and I encourage you to go watch it. What Fox News is proposing, they're calling it privatization, but it's not privatization. It's something else. It's more essentially fascism. But what they're suggesting is that municipal functions be outsourced to corporations. So the government continues to exist and continues to have liability to the citizens, but corporations get to control all the money and control all the functions and make lots of profits without direct liability to an obligation with the citizens. And it's pretty, pretty ugly stuff. If you've ever read my Dylan Reed story, I describe some of the model and how it works. But the presentation on that one video is pretty ugly, and it's worth noting because if you look at what the Trans-Pacific Partnership could do in combination with what they're proposing, we could get some pretty rapid change after the election. In the Middle East, more tension and violence. We see the death of an American ambassador in Libya. It's attributed to a crowd going wild over an American anti-Muslim film. I had the pleasure of watching the film. It's one of the weirdest things I've ever seen. The whole thing is fishy, fishy. I don't believe a word of it, but it is now being used as the excuse to put out drones hunting suspects all over Libya. We also see accusations against Bob Rubin and Citicorp that they defrauded Abu Dhabi. A related story, Rubin at a Democratic fundraiser was reported to have fallen into the swimming pool. My question was, did somebody finally have it with Rubin and throw him in a swimming pool? We continue to see more politics and dance in Iran. I don't think anything will happen before the election. But of course, Iran is trying to stay self-sufficient as to both energy and central banking. How they've managed to hold out as long as they have, I don't know. But clearly the international pressure is on.